Good morning. My name is Lisa, and I'll be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the NVPE investor call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you, Mr. Von Lehe. You may begin your conference.
Thank you. Hello, this is Peter Von Lehe, and welcome to the NVPE investor update call. I'm joined today by my colleague, Paul Daggett. Paul and I will discuss with you NVPE's performance through the end of April this year, as well as the current market environment. As always, the presentation we'll be using can be found on our website, www.nvprivateequitypartners.com. So as you know, NVPE is a closed-end investment company providing investors with diversified exposure to the private equity asset class. NVPE provides investors with the opportunity for both capital appreciation and current income through investments in private equity-backed companies. Now, we're pleased to announce that NVPE has continued to show solid performance this year, as you can see on page 3 of the presentation. In terms of capital appreciation, year-to-date through April, our NAV total return is 2.7%, and our share price total return is 3.1%. NVPE continues to show strong performance over the short, medium, and long term. We also continue to generate strong income with annualized dividend yield of 4% on stock price and 3.2% on NAV. Our dividend is 126% covered. We also have a strong balance sheet. Our total assets are $867 million. With $704 million of net asset value. That's the first time that NVPE's total net asset value is above the $700 million mark. And we have an adjusted commitment coverage ratio of 132%. NVPE invests into the equity and debt of private equity-backed companies. As you can see on page 5, our portfolio is now 75% in direct investments, 37% in direct equity investments, and 38% in income investments. The remaining 25% of our portfolio is in legacy fund investments, which continue to generate strong cash flows as they realize investments over time. NVPE continues to benefit from the large and diverse private equity platform of Neuberger Berman. Currently, Neuberger manages over $25 billion across fund investments, co-investments, private debt, and secondaries. Now, as a result of this, Neuberger Berman is an investor in over 400 different private equity funds and has conducted diligence on over 2,600 funds. This provides differentiated deal flow and insights for our co-investment and debt businesses, which NVPE very much benefits from. Neuberger has a large and deep team of more than 70 investment professionals globally and 130 on the admin finance side. So as you know, in our direct equity investments, we focus on co-investments alongside leading private equity firms in their core areas of expertise. Now, it's clearly the case that valuations today are higher than they were a few years ago. As you can see on page 8, the average purchase price multiple for private equity transactions has risen over the last 4 years. However, in the United States, private equity is still able to buy businesses on average at materially lower prices than available in the public markets. Now, but we are clearly in a market that has higher prices, and this environment causes us to be particularly selective. We're always selective, but particularly in markets like this. On average, we invest in well under 10% of the direct equity opportunities we see and offer around 5% of the opportunities we see in a given time period. Also important to note, what we're really focused on doing is taking more transaction risk, more execution risk and less market risk in the transactions that we do. What does this really mean? Well, what it means is we're focused on opportunities where a private equity firm has a clear plan of the three or four things they're going to do with a portfolio company, invest in that company, execute on that plan, sell, and move on. We're very cautious of transactions where a company is being bought at a full price with full leverage with a plan of just being a long-term hold as the company delevers. We think those sorts of transactions are one is taking much more market risk. And this approach that we have of taking more execution risk and less market risk is one of the reasons why we, on average, have a much younger portfolio than many of our peers. It's also a reason why we tend to have a higher velocity of both realizations and new investment activities than many others. Similarly, for our income investments, we're focused on investing in businesses with strong free cash flows led by high-quality private equity firms. In a number of our income investments as well, we're focused on opportunities where, because of that strong free cash flow or the potential for the private equity firm to sell or refinance the company, that we tend to have a much shorter hold period, and it's extremely rare for any investment that we make on the income side to actually go to maturity. Now, this approach, as you can see on page 11, has continued to allow us to generate strong returns. Year to date, the NAV total return is 2.7%, and the share price total return is 3.1%. And most importantly, we continue to show strong returns over the short, medium, and long term. We also continue to generate income for our investors, as shown on page 12. Our annualized dividend yield is 4% on our share price, or 3.2% on NAV, and our dividend is 126% covered by the cash income from our income portfolio. I'd now like to hand over to Paul, who will go and give you a bit more of an update on the portfolio.
Thank you, Peter. So starting on page 15 of the presentation, we have a NAV update for MBPE, and Peter described the good performance we've had so far in NAV appreciation during 2015, and this is obviously the source of it. The NAV per share, as Peter said, increased 2.7% since December, whereas the underlying private equity fair value has increased by 3.2%. That is, as you can see, driven by an increase in the direct co-investments, both valuation and new investments, which have increased almost 6% during the year, whereas the legacy fund investments have decreased by about 4% as that strong distribution activity has continued. So today our private equity investment level is 123%, up slightly from the end of the year, but very much within the target range of what we're looking to do in this in the company. Looking at the diversification by fair value, Peter described how legacy fund investments have fallen to 25%. So today we're at 38% in income investments, and when you include the fund investments with the equity investments, the equity direct investments, we're at 62% in equity investments. Geography, we are continuing to be weighted towards North America, as we often describe in our calls. That's a deliberate overweight we've made, which we're very happy we have done. In terms of year of investment, on the bottom right of the page, you can see that since 2013, we've about 55% of the portfolio has been invested. Between 2009 to 2012, 27% of the portfolio, and only 18% in investments which are older than 2008. And as we'll describe a little bit later, many of those are undergoing realizations at the moment. Finally, in terms of industry, very well diversified across industry, technology and IT is the largest component. And there are five areas: technology, industrials, healthcare, consumer retail, and business services that account for almost three quarters of the portfolio. Moving on to the capital position, the capital position remains very strong. We have $105 million today drawn on the credit facility. That leaves us with about $120 million of available capital resources through the cash balance and the available credit facility. And when you look at the unfunded commitments adjusted for amounts we don't expect to be called, you can see that we have an adjusted commitment coverage ratio of 132%, so very well covered by the available resources. And then on the bottom of the page, you can see that the vast majority of those commitments are to Neuberger Berman managed funds, so that's 86% of the total adjusted unfunded commitments. Peter mentioned it's been a very active year for us and a very active quarter, both in terms of investments and in terms of distributions. You can see that over the last 7 months, the last two sets of bars on this page, we've very well balanced the new investments with distributions. But importantly, when you look at distributions over this entire page, which is 186 million, 55% of that came from the fund investments, which are, as we said, running down. Whereas if you look at the contributions, which is 277 million, on this page, 97% of that was to direct investments. So we're very much executing on that strategy of direct investments. To give you a little flavor of what's going on in the portfolio, page 19 looks at two of the realization events, and I mentioned some of those older investments are undergoing realizations. RAC is a 2011 co-investment, which was a spin-out from Aviva, led by the Carlyle Group. A partial sale of that was announced in September of 2014, which closed during this quarter, returning $6.2 million to the fund. That's an investment that's performing extremely well, but nice to see some cash liquidity in that investment. And then Sabre is an older investment, it's a 2007 investment, which had an IPO in April of last year at $16, performed really well. It closed at just over $26 yesterday, and we have already received the first cash back from that through a partial public stock sale, returning $3.8 million. This actually remains the largest position in NBPE, and as I mentioned, it is performing very well, so we are very happy with it. In terms of new investments, we did six new investments totaling $34 million in the equity co-investment portfolio over the first 4 months of the year. Two of those are shown here. Riverbed is a technology company. This was a take private of a market leader in wide area network optimization and network performance management. So a particular area that is very sticky, recurring revenue, really everything we look for in these technology transactions. And then CSC ServiceWorks is a very different company. This is an operator, a provider and operator of coin and card operated laundry services and air machines at petrol stations. And again, this has a very strong cash flow profile, a very reasonable level of leverage. And this was actually a midlife transaction that we completed in March of 2015. One other investment we wanted to highlight on page 21 is the investment in Marquee Brands. This is an investment into a program investing in brands. It's a very large industry. It's a $250 billion industry. And this strategy acquires brands and intellectual property and then collects royalty payments from those licenses on that intellectual property. It's an asset-light business. The licensees are responsible for the manufacturing and the inventory and the operations, whereas Marquee then collects royalties on those. So we feel it's a very attractive strategy with relatively low acquisition multiples, and then that comes with guaranteed minimum royalties providing downside protection, and this is a very strong free cash flow type of business. The first acquisition has already been completed, as you can see, in Bruno Mali. This is an Italian brand dating back to 1936. That we felt is very underutilized. It's mostly focused on footwear currently. We feel that there are very attractive opportunities to expand this brand, both in terms of products and channels, as well as geographies. So we feel that the program is off to a good start with the acquisition of Bruno Mali. Equity investment summary on page 22 shows you there are 63 companies now in the portfolio, 37 different sponsors, totaling $320 million. We show here 10 of those, and just to make a few key points here, there are two realizations here which are ongoing. They've been announced but not closed during the quarter. You can see Blue Coat is one of those, which is a 2012 investment. An acquisition was announced on March 10th by Bain Capital. Freescale also had an acquisition announced in March. This is a public company, but which was announced that NXP Semiconductor is acquiring this for $11.8 billion. In cash and stock, which has led to some good performance in that stock over the period, so performing very well. Overall, the portfolio, as you can see on the left in those statistics, has continued to perform well. We feel it's a very strong portfolio with LTM revenue growth of almost 16% and LTM EBITDA growth of almost 30%, so a very strong portfolio of mid-market and large-cap companies in that portfolio. Moving on to income investments. There, again, have been significant liquidity during the quarter, both from the actual income from the investments as well as realizations. In total, we received about $29 million during the first four months of the year. About half of that came from Icaria, which is an investment we made in January of 2014 This is a company that produces, its main product is a therapy solution for critical care in newborn babies. So a very important product and a very quick exit as well, as this was acquired by a strategic acquirer early on in this year. Again, we've been very active on the new investment side. So looking at new income investments, we made 5 new income investments totaling about $14 million during the first 4 months of the year. 2 of these give you an idea of the types of things we look for. Digital River is another technology transaction. Again, this was a take private led by Cirrus. This is a provider of end-to-end outsourced commerce, payments, and marketing solutions. And again, it's a very critical component of a lot of businesses who operate online, so tends to be a very sticky type of revenue profile that goes with this. This was a first lien and a second lien, and when you look at the blended return from those, it's about 9.4% from those two instruments. So again, we feel that it's a very attractive investment. On the other side of what we do, we've mentioned several times the different programs in terms of peer-to-peer lending or marketplace lending. Funding Circle is one such investment we've made. This gives us exposure to the really very small companies in the U.S. This platform provides loans of $25,000 to $500,000, typically with a 3 to 5 year loan period, but with monthly paybacks. And it's we feel, a very attractive risk-adjusted return and a good use of the vehicle to make these investments. So we have several of these in place, and we continue to believe it's an attractive place to operate in the market. The summary of income investments is shown on page 25. Again, it shows you there are 46 investments totaling about $328 million. And 2 of the key statistics I'll just point out are the overall cash yield of 8.6% with a 10.2% total yield to maturity. And importantly, 3/4 almost of the portfolio is in floating rate debt with floors of 1% or 1.25%. Final piece of the portfolio is the legacy fund investments. It's been very much in realization mode. It today stands at $220 million. We received $84 million in distributions over the last 13 months. So if you compare this to where we stood a year ago or 2 years ago, just to really illustrate that point of how it's declining, I mentioned we're at $220 million of value at this point at the end of April. A year ago in 2014, the end of April, we were at $277 million. 2 years ago, we were at $344 million. So it does continue to produce very strong liquidity and wind down as we haven't made any new commitments to this area for 4 years at this point. So with that, I'll hand it back to Peter to summarize and conclude.
Thank you very much, Paul. So as you can see on page 27, we continue to have our steady and continued upswing in our NAV as the NAV continues to march up period after period. Unfortunately, our discount has widened a little bit recently to around 19%, and that's due to both this steady increase in NAV that we've had as well as a decrease in the share price. Now, we believe this is highly unwarranted, and we continue to focus on our efforts on both continuing our strong investment performance as well as to take actions to make the shares of NBPE an attractive opportunity for investors. Now, along the lines of that second point, we are actively engaged in 2 actions which we believe could make NBPE shares more attractive to certain types of investors, and you can see that on page 28. As you know, we have a predominantly U.S. portfolio, and accordingly, we're a dollar-based vehicle and pay our dividends in dollars. Now, we've gotten feedback from some U.K. investors, particularly in the private wealth channel, that while they very much like our dividend, and they actually like the U.S. exposure of our portfolio, the actual payment of our dividend in dollars causes them certain operational issues and costs. And they've asked if we could help on that. So one of the things that we're working on is a program whereby we would still be declaring our dividends in dollars, but if an investor elected through a simple form they could elect to receive the payment of that dividend in sterling instead. So very much a convenience mechanism for those investors for whom it would just be more efficient to receive the dividend in sterling. We're with a dividend reinvestment plan. Investors have provided us with strong positive feedback over the years about our dividend and our dividend policy, of having a strong dividend that's supported by the income in our portfolio. However, some investors who don't actually require receiving that income on a regular basis have asked us for in a very efficient way for that to be recycled into shares. And that's very much what the dividend reinvestment plan would do. Very simple form, once again, where investor could elect to, rather than have their dividend paid to them in cash, the dividend would be declared and paid, but then that would they would automatically be rolled into new shares that would be purchased in the marketplace, effectively allowing an investor to sort of automatically roll in, and if the stock was still at a discount, benefit from buying it at that discounted price that was available in the market. So NBPE plans to provide additional details on these programs in the future, and we're currently targeting implementation of these two plans before our next dividend declaration. So with that, we believe that NBPE continues to offer a compelling investment opportunity for both capital appreciation and growth from our equity investments, as well as income through our attractive covered dividends supported by the cash yield from our income portfolio. And with that, I'd like to open it up to any questions that you may have.
At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. We'll pause for just a moment to compile the Q&A roster. Again, to ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from the line of Ian Scholar with Stifel.
Hello, Peter. You've obviously been making good progress on making new investments over the last few months. Unfunded commitments, I think, now down to about $89 million on an adjusted basis. Do you think in the next year or two you will make some more commitments to some of the NB programs? And if so, what areas are these likely to be investing in?
Sure. So we'll obviously, once thing, we'll make appropriate announcements at the appropriate time in terms of when we actually make commitments. But the most direct one would likely be in the area of co-investment, as we have historically. Invested both alongside NB's co-invest program as well as making co-investments directly. So very much continuation of the same sort of strategy we've been pursuing over the last number of years.
Thank you.
Sure.
And again, to ask a question, please press star and the number one on your telephone keypad. And I show there are no further questions at this time.
Great. Well, thank you very much, everyone, and please feel free to contact any of us with additional questions that you may have. Thanks again.
Thank you for participating in today's conference. You may now disconnect.